From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Colonel Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. We got a great show for you today. We got football great Tiki Barbary. He's going to be joining us later. He's now moved from the playing field to the TV studio on NBC's Today Show. We're going to ask him if he ever forgets himself and follows up a really good weather report by slapping Al Roker on the butt. But first, it's your turn to jump up and down in the end zone if you can get there. Give us a call. The number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Alyssa Bamps in Oakdale, Minnesota.
Hey, how are things in Oakdale, Minnesota?
Cold.
Yeah, I bet. Minnesota's the center of the political world because you still don't know who your senator's going to be, right?
That's right, yes.
Wow.
We may never at this point.
It's very exciting. Is that what everybody in Minnesota is talking about, or are you bored with it already?
Well, I haven't been paying much attention to it.
Well, that's good. You're a good candidate then to play our game.
Excellent.
Welcome to our show, Alyssa. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, Adam Felber.
Hello, Adam.
Hello, Alyssa.
And that's just one of the women behind the Washington Post Reliable Source column is Roxanne Roberts.
Hi, Roxanne.
Hello.
And finally, it's the comedian whose first CD will be available just in time for the holidays at paulapoundstone.com, Ms. Paula Poundstone.
Hello, Paula.
Hey, Alyssa.
Alyssa, welcome to the show. Like everybody else, we have been obsessively watching Beyoncé's Single Ladies video. And that means we are ready to dance. So we thought it would be time once again to play Carl Castle's Countdown, in which he will play you a song inspired by the week's news. You guess that news item. Do that 2 times out of 3. You'll win our prize, Carl busting a move on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, hit it, Carl.
Well, first up, Peter, it's a classic Motown tune sung by 3 CEOs in the House chamber this week.
So who weren't too proud to beg on Capitol Hill this week?
That's got to be the car manufacturer buyout.
Right, the auto executives,
yes,
right.
Yes, yes.
The heads of the big three American car companies came to Washington. They put a tin cup in front of them, and they held up a cardboard sign reading, "We'll continue to make cars you don't want for food." Oh, and also for $25 billion of taxpayer money. The car execs say that the crisis in their industry is completely, absolutely not their fault. It's just that the silly American people suddenly decided they no longer wanted to run down to the Starbucks in an SUV the size Freudian.
Arguably, Peter, I have to say, arguably every big car Detroit has made in the last 10 years is an SUV.
SUV, yeah, yeah. It really is.
It's a little message to the planet from Detroit.
Anyway, it did not help that all 3 execs, each of whom makes over $10 million a year, flew to the hearings to ask for taxpayer money in their company-owned private jets.
Well, they're not too proud to beg, but they're too proud to fly coach.
Exactly. The execs promised to be more frugal, and then they got into their sedan chairs to be carried out of the chamber by their footmen.
Would you have thought they would have driven?
Are you kidding?
No.
The last time the CEO of Ford tried to drive to Washington, he broke down in Pittsburgh, was there for 3 days. Carl, what is the next song?
Peter, this was a classic love song sung by Democratic senators this week.
Let's kiss and make up. Come on, let's wake up. For I need you and you need me.
So this week, the Democratic Senate caucus was happy to kiss and make up as they invited someone back to their good graces. Who?
Joe Lieberman?
Exactly right. Lieberman did a lot of things this year to annoy Democrats, but he did one very smart thing. He annoyed Democrats rather than anyone who might do something about it. Lieberman campaigned enthusiastically for John McCain, of course. He implied that Barack Obama was an unpatriotic Marxist, and he personally set fire to the Democratic National Committee offices, and he wrote and performed the YouTube hit song, "The Democrats Are a Bunch of Terrorist-Loving Weenies." But...
Yeah, but that was your poetic license.
Yes, of course. Yeah. But the Senate Democrats were feeling magnanimous. They welcomed Lieberman back, and they let him keep his prized committee chairmanship. Lieberman reacted by actually slapping Harry Reid and then saying, "You still forgive me?" And Reid said, "Sure." And then Lieberman walked around behind him and gave him a wedgie and said, "How about now?"
It defies any credulity that people, the Democrats just keep saying, "All right, we'll trust you this one more time." The guy, I mean, not only he's kind of become Gollum from The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And he actually has started to look like him, too.
It's true.
And for him, the White House is his precious, and he keeps trying to get it, and he's never going to get it. And yet the Democrats keep trusting him, like, "Okay, you're not going to betray us this time, right? We're letting you back in." He's like, "Oh, yes."
So wait.
Yes, Joe loves Democrats. Or nice little Democrats. Loves him.
Is he Lucy and the Democrats are Charlie Brown?
The football, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I just don't think he's as Adam's point, as Lucy.
He's more goblin-like, yeah, I think, than Lucy, I think is the point.
Yeah.
Carl, I sense a big finish coming up. What you got?
Well, Peter, here's what some lucky and or well-connected people hope they'll be getting and singing soon.
Because I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way. And with a golden ticket, it's a golden day.
So what has become the hottest ticket in Washington, the one that people are doing anything to get?
Oh, tickets to Barack Obama's inauguration.
Exactly right. There will be 240,000 free tickets handed out for the Obama inauguration. And no, you can't have one. There's far too much demand for them. Everybody wants to be there, it seems. Well, not exactly everybody. But President Bush was told he had to go. So instead of actually being there, you know, in front of the Capitol, many people, many as 4 million, they think, are planning to pack the Washington Mall, where they'll be able to watch the event on large jumbotrons. If you can't make it to Washington, you can replicate that experience yourself at home by standing in the back of your living room and inviting 400 people you don't know to stand between you and your TV. Now, many...
Oh, and put the air conditioning on.
Yeah, exactly. Now, a lot. Now, I'm sure, Roxanne, as you've been covering, many hotels in Washington are offering premium packages. If money is no object, you can buy the Commander-in-Chief package from the Washington's Omni Shoreham Hotel for a mere $440,000.
Wow.
44. Get it? 44. You get tickets to the event, plus a four-night stay in the presidential suite. You get personalized presidential cologne and perfume. You get a puppy. Really? And if that weren't enough, noted political humorist Mark Russell will come to your suite and entertain you personally. No joke.
No.
And if you really are swimming
in it. Do they wheel in a piano with them?
You do. And if you're really swimming in it, for an extra $50,000, you get the same package, but without Mark Russell. Carl, how did Alyssa do in our quiz?
Alyssa had 3 correct answers, Peter, so she wins our prize.
Well done, Alyssa.
Great.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stay warm, and thanks for playing.
All right, thanks.